Here at NAFB's Trade Talk, I'm speaking with Mark Curtis. We're at the United Soybean Board exhibit here. And Mark, I know that one of the things that United Soybean Board is working on is getting out good information for growers through a module, whatever you want to call it, on your website called Expert Advice, and have these experts there. Tell me just first of all a little bit about that, because I know it involves very much production type information, and that's a committee you're involved with.
That's correct. I do serve on the production committee. And you're exactly right. A grower can go to the USB website, unitedsoy.org, and there's a spot there that if he has a question concerning production issues, that he can ask that question there, and we will get an expert, extension, university, maybe even private industry, someone who's an expert in the area that the question is being asked to respond to it.
Well, we're going to meet some of those experts in some upcoming interviews. What are the types of topics that they are addressing in the columns or articles that they're writing for this website?
They're varied and cover pretty much all the aspects. Diseases, rust, and others. Insects, and I guess cis nematode is an insect, and those type things. Then agronomics. We've started working again in agronomics. I would expect about any question a grower could ask, we can get him an answer for him.
So right now, are there certain, when it comes to the production side, what would be some of the things, I know we're looking at some late harvesting going on this season, for example. What are some of the questions or issues that growers might have that they could find assistance at this time from United Soybean Board?
Well, I think an excellent example of that might be in the South, where we've actually had lost crop due to fungal growth during this wet period. There's going to be a good bit of crop left in the field. We have a research project going on with a disease called Pomopsis, which is one of the causes for this rot. And certainly if a southern grower wanted to know how he could prevent this from happening again, he might want to ask that question, and we try to get him an answer for it.
Well, there are so many things that USB does with the investment made on behalf of America's soybean growers. What are just any other key things that you might want to point out here before we finish our interview?
Well, we work both not only in production research, of course, as you say, but international marketing, domestic marketing, and new uses in communications. And communications, of course, is what we're doing right now, trying to get our message out to the farmer. But, you know, we work in 80 countries over the globe promoting U.S. soybeans. We have extensive research going on in new uses. Here in the booth, we have a piece of a carpet that has a soy backing to it. It's been industrial use for several years, but now is being moved out to residential uses. Many, many new uses for soybeans along that line. And then finally, domestically, we're supporting our animal industry here in the United States. They're our best customer, and we want to do what we can to keep them viable and as a customer here.
All right, well, thank you very much for kind of telling me a little bit about what's going on with United Soybean Board here at the NAFB Trade Talk session. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.